1. Begin transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever time zone appropriate greeting applies to you and your physical location on this planet. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, Dubious Goals Committee once again. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm also the chairman of this cup of tea. Oh, it's good stuff, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yummy. Oh, it's a little hot, but... Oh, it's going to be in the perfect tea window here in a minute. Oh, I've had a busy morning. I woke up a little bit earlier than usual and turned on the TV to watch some football. And I managed to watch... The Crystal Palace Man City a game again. So that was good. And now I'm waiting for the Swansea Tottenham game to start. And I thought it started, well, you know, like 5 minutes ago. But no, my schedule is off. It doesn't start for another hour. So I had plenty of time to do stuff today that I didn't realize. I kind of rushed around today. I had to go do a whole bunch of stuff today. Luckily, it's not as cold. It's only 18 degrees today. Good tea. I got up and watched that football, and then I thought, okay, I got a little bit of time before the game starts, so I'll go run a bunch of errands. So I went to the first grocery store, bought my waffles and pies. Then I went to the library to make some copies because it's the closest photocopier to my house. And then I went to the post office to mail the stuff that I copied. And then I went to the other grocery store. And all these things are very close. And I probably didn't leave a 1.5 mile radius from my house. Maybe I did, but still. So now I'm sitting here wondering why I had to rush everything. The reason I had to go to the other grocery store was to get tea. And something else. What else did I buy? Oh, salad dressing. Because I'm still hungry for a salad and I can't find the salad dressing I want, so I got a different one. That may be just as good in my mind, but not in flavor. That's a hard thing to explain, but... I'm not even going to try. So now I'm sitting here watching the pregame show, and all they can talk about is how Jose Mourinho was complaining about Paul Scholes. Paul Scholes was a player for Manchester United for the longest time. But he has retired in the last, how long has it been? 2, maybe 3 years? And now he's doing some commentating. And apparently Jose Mourinho heard some of Paul Scholes' commentating and didn't like it. And so now he's just complaining about it. And Paul, Jose Mourinho being the manager for Manchester United, should he be complaining about an ex-United player? I don't know. Yeah. Loving this tea. Can't get enough of it in me. Yeah, so it's warm today. 18 degrees. That is, of course, Fahrenheit. And it's sunny. That might not seem warm to you, but considering it was negative 15 degrees 12 hours ago, it's quite the warm-up. That's a 30-degree swing. So that's why I went out and ran a bunch of errands. Got food. Did the post office stuff. And now I'm ready to rock. It seems to me like I also got some mail that I got to deal with. I got to renew my car license. Oh, when am I going to do that? I can do that in the next couple days. And I got something else in the mail today. Oh, yeah. Just some garbage. And a thing that I thought was real. Another thing from the cable company. They sent me a letter that looked real. It was addressed to me, and it looked like it was official business. But no, when I opened it up, it was in fact just a bunch of advertising. Upgrade to this, do that, blah, blah, no thank you. So yeah, that's what I'm doing today. So everything else is sort of starting late. What do I gotta do? I haven't even checked the schedule, the TV schedule. Is there going to be, as there was last week, highlights from my cricket game 2 days ago? As I scroll through, no. There will be no cricket highlights today. But look at this. Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow at noon. Big Bash Cricket League from Spotless Stadium in Sydney, Australia. It's only an hour, so I know that's the highlight show of that same game that I watched the other night. Okay, so rockin' good news. They do put that on at unusual times. They use it as filler. So that's great. What else is on today? Do we got any movies on today? Let's check my movie channel. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 and no. And we'll drop down here to the Simpsons channel to see if I've got any Archer to watch tonight. Yes, 4 episodes of Archer, so that'll be fun to watch. And I'm sure I should be checking some other channel. Should I check the other sports channel just in case? The UFC channel? That's what it is. Yeah, we better check it just in case. Okay, we got racing, and then UFC, then basketball, then fighting, and UFC, and fighting, and fighting, and then basketball in the middle of the night. And then more fighting until dawn. Okay, so I think we're about set up for the day. Oh, and guess what else is on? I'll give you a hint. Baby is one listless summer away from the Peace Corps. That's right, Dirty Dancing is on. It's always on. La, 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 la. All right, so back to waiting for this game to start. And guess what movie I watched yesterday that I hadn't seen in a long time? It's an old one from 1992. I'll give you a hint. It's a hacker movie, but it was before... It was before hacker movies started, and it's questionable. Oh, this is good tea. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. Dan Aykroyd was in it. All right. So if you're an expert on hacker movies, you know that I'm talking about the movie Sneakers, starring Robert Redford and Sidney Poitier. You know, those two guys you think of when you start thinking of hacker stuff. You know, those two hacker actors. Yeah, so I watched Sneakers and I laughed at the stereotypes. Because, yeah, that might have been the first real hacker movie. I don't really remember. Don't quote me on that. But it was so typical. Oh, yeah. Ironically, when the phone freak stuff did go down, it wasn't the phone freak who did it. It was Dan Aykroyd. They've got the blind phone freak on their team, but he doesn't actually do any phone stuff. What does he do? He does the driving. Yeah, that's the climax of the movie. The blind guy drives. Yeah, still, it's pretty good of a movie, all things considered. It's kind of dorky. And Ben Kingsley as the bad guy. Yeah. SeaTac Astronomy. So anyway, that's what I did last night. That and, you know, tried not to freeze to death because it was so cold. Well, I'm enjoying this tea. We got two more games today. We got Manchester City versus Watford today, too. In about 45 minutes, starting 10 minutes later, or 10 minutes after the Swansea-Tottenham game. Am I going to be able to see Manchester City versus Watford? I think I'd rather watch that, only because Tottenham versus Swansea could be a big blowout. Swansea is currently the worst team in the league, down there on the bottom of the table. And Tottenham is pretty good. What are they? The top five or so? What's the current standing? I think it's City United, Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, or Tottenham, Burnley? I think Liverpool passed Burnley on the table over the weekend, but I'm not entirely sure about that. So, anywho, Manchester City versus Watford might be the better game, but, you know, it also might be a blowout, because Manchester City is obviously the number one team. And Watford, I don't remember where Watford is. They're, you know, wallowing in the middle of the table somewhere. So that could potentially be a blowout, too. But, yeah, who knows? Ideally, I'd like to watch both games. But I don't get to watch both games because that's just the way that life is. And I think it's time for me to take a break. So, let's turn on the music randomizer here and have it select for us a random piece of music. On your marks, get set, go!
As we rejoin the Dubious Goals Committee, we find Tobe, our chairman, watching a football game. And now, back to Dubious Goals Committee.
Hello and welcome back. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here watching the Swansea versus Tottenham game. We're in the seventh minute. And this is a home game for Swansea. And Harry Kane is on the bench for Tottenham. Yeah, that's unusual, sort of. Harry Kane is the top scorer in the league right now. He's on something like 18 goals, something ridiculous like that. And he is quite the man these days, but he is sitting on the bench, and that seems unusual. Until you realize that Tottenham is, in fact, playing Swansea. And Swansea's the worst team in the league right now. And so, I think they're just resting Harry Kane, figuring that they can pretty much demolish Swansea without him. So, old Harry Kane is sitting on the bench. And it is a brutal day to be playing football in Wales. It looks like it's raining. And it's raining pretty good. I mean, you can see just like sheets of water just blowing through. Maybe it's mist as well. And you know it is not warm. It's probably, oh geez. Well, it's probably a little bit above freezing, but not by that much. Oh, that's a brutal day to be playing football. All the players are running around in their shorts. And all their hair is wet now. Oh, and it's so cold. And all the guys on the bench are in big parkas and rain gear and hats and scarves. And the guys, the coaches are standing around in big thick coats and hats and scarves. And oh, it would not be a good day to be playing football. So, that leads me to wonder, is this like horse racing? When the weather is this crappy, do underdog teams do well? Do they do better than they normally do? I don't know. We are going to find out. So far, most of the possession has been Tottenham, as can be expected. And so far, most of this game has been played in the Swansea half. Like now. And Swansea just gave away a free kick. How bad is this going to be? Well, yeah, that's definitely a foul. Olsen tripped old what's-his-name. Where's this kick going to be? It looks like it might take a while because what's-his-name is still getting up. Oh, it looks like he's going to get a yellow card, Olsen. Did he get the card for the foul, or did he get the card for mouthing off after the foul? Hard to tell. Looks like he might have got the card for dissent, because the foul itself wasn't all that bad. It was just sort of a trip. Yeah, okay, so this kick is coming in some distance from the penalty area, but all the Tottenham guys are right at the top of the penalty area running in, the ball's in, and it gets headed out by a Swansea player. Recovered by Tottenham, they play it all the way back to their goalie. That'll help stretch out the field a little bit, and they're just playing back and forth ball now. Oh, when the ball rolls on the grass, it has a little rooster tail of water. It's that wet. This is not a pretty day to be playing football. Ah, man. Craziness. Okay, so Tottenham brings it back into the Swansea half. They're playing with it over at the far edge. And Swansea guy, who is that? I don't recognize him with his hair all wet and messed up. He drops Son. Oh, that was Carroll.
What is his first name? Not Andy. Andy Carroll is somebody different. So another free kick for Tottenham at the far edge of the field, about lined up with the penalty area. So all of the Tottenham guys are standing around the spot. And it looks like Eriksen's going to send this ball in. Dunk. He gets a foot on it. Booyah. Fernando Llorente, the guy who is in for Harry Kane, gets his head on the ball. It goes right into the goal. Tottenham 1, Swansea 0 in the 12th minute. Yes. And this is some textbook stuff. Boom. Puts his foot on the ball, gets it up in the air. It comes in right at the top of the 6-yard box. Llorente gets his head on it. Doing, caroms right into the goal. There's no stopping that one. Fabianski was just left standing there. He couldn't do anything about it. Fabianski being the Swansea goalkeeper. So there's another good goal for Tottenham by Hugo. His name's not Hugo. What is Llorente's name? Yeah, it's Hugo. It's not Hugo. It's Is it Fernando? I think it's Fernando. Or is it Rolando? Or is it Bertrando? No, I think it's... I don't know. I can't keep track of all the guys on all the teams all the time. And then look at that. Right when you think Swansea's going to do something, they're offside. So, possession back to Tottenham. Boy, look at that. Brutal rain. It's raining in Wales in the wintertime. That shouldn't surprise anyone. Do-do-do-do-do. So, oh, by the way, I checked all the movies on TCM tonight, and it's W.C. Fields night. So that'll be fun. I'll probably check some of those out. I'll definitely watch Sucker. It comes on at, 10:30? I don't remember. I'll look later. Yeah, Never Give a Sucker an Even Break is the title of my favorite W.C. Fields movie. And I think that's a funny title. Because I have to agree. Ooh, Swansea's on the break. They got the ball in Tottenham's penalty area, but they can't center it up. And it starts working its way back out. Tottenham has possession. Boom. They get it way out ahead, but he's got to be offside. Son, yep, offside. So, la-dee-da. Aren't they playing football? Yes, they are. Now they're showing a replay of the goal by Llorente, and yeah, he looks like he's offside there too, but the goal stands. Time for tea. Yeah, time for tea. My throat's getting dry. Yummy tea. So delicious. I've been talking too much. My throat's getting dried out. That's the problem with doing radio shows on a non-radio. For me. Gotta constantly be drinking tea. And you know how much I love tea. And am I hungry right now? Should I be eating a pie during this game? I probably should be. It can wait, though. It can wait another few minutes. And then I'll put my pie in the microwave and I'll watch football on a rainy day in Wales. While eating my chicken pot pie. Oh, it's the simple things. It is the simple things. Oh, no, wait, I forgot. I also have a salad to eat today. So I'm going to have a salad. And then I'm going to have my chicken pot pie. No, kitty, it's my pie. Luckily, my cat isn't a chicken nut. I've been around other cats that were chicken nuts and you couldn't eat, chicken without them crawling up on you trying to get onto your plate to eat your chicken. My kitty eats duck. She doesn't seem to... Since I don't have fish in the house, I don't know if the cat likes fish. But she doesn't seem to like chicken. But she does like ham. She will try to steal ham out of my sandwiches when I try to make a ham sandwich. But luckily, it's not ham sandwich season. Once the spring comes and we get some warmer weather, then I'll be all ham sandwichy again. And I will eat my ham sandwiches with potato chips. Because I like potato chips, but only in the spring. All right, so we're in the 17th minute here. There's some other games going on too. Southampton and Crystal Palace, that's 0-0. City versus Watford is still 0-0. That just started. And what else? There's another one. Oh yeah, West Ham versus West Brom. The West Derby is 0-0 right now. The West Derby. See, this is why I should be a football commentator in England. I would be funny, and everybody would laugh because, oh, look, this American doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, he kind of does, but he says funny and unusual things. And that's why you need to vote for me for British Football Commentator of the Year. But first I have to get that job, so I don't know how to go about doing that. About the only thing I know how to do is how to do the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I think I can hear a salad calling my name. So I'm out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of